This is our Vote Radio podcast. There's nothing amazing challenging your thoughts when it feels like you're broken. You know, when you spend the night thinking about the same thing, thinking about life, thinking about the situations in front of you, thinking about what you're supposed to be, a whole lot comes to play. And so you stay awake half the night, if not almost, and then somehow you find sleep at a time when your body decided to find sleep. And then you wake up. Ordinarily, you feel like as soon as you go to sleep, eventually, your entire organs are trying to get themselves in order. And then you wake up. The same issue comes right back at you. Perhaps not the type that everybody will be concerned about, but you are concerned. And now, what then happens is you try to get yourself in order. At this point, you feel like you're not where you're supposed to be with your mindset at the time. You feel like you're supposed to be doing something else with your thoughts. You feel like you're meant to drive purpose for the morning. You feel like you're meant to be useful for the day. You feel like you are supposed to be happy with others. You feel like you are meant to be practically a different person, someone who is open to everybody who's going to come in happy. That's what you want to be for the day. But then the thoughts you carried over from last night still sticks with you. And now it's come back to you this morning, trying to mess around with everything you thought you had planned out. For one of those mornings, it happened to me. So what did I do? The most difficult way, I'm just going to share how I was able to get around it, right? So what I did was, first, turned on the Wi-Fi, got set the music. I tried not to play any sounds that drives me back to lamentations, any sound that puts me down to start writing, because what happens is, the moment I feel some kind of way, I begin to write. And then when you mistakenly play a song for me that drives me different, that's it. Only verses you're going to see are verses of lamentations from different corners all through. If you're the type that just likes to read without having to balance up the emotions, then they might just be for you. But for the writer, I might not put myself in a position where I want to read those verses again. So you're probably expecting that, okay, that's what happened. But no, what I did was try the other solution. Not exactly a solution, something quite temporary. So I went to the wardrobe and brought out everything that I had arranged. Scattered them. Crazy, right? Scattered everything. Turn on the music and started rearranging everything again. Yeah. For someone who's listening to me right now, you feel like I'm not being weird. It's just a way to cope. So the music is playing and I'm arranging things. I'm very busy arranging things. So I'm trying to renegotiate where they're going to be, trying to fold in a different way, trying to learn a different way to arrange, trying to look out for stains, look out for this, look out for that, things I wasn't paying attention to before. All this is just to get my mind busy, wave me off a different thoughts, give me something that has nothing to do with just thoughts that are designed to break me. The ones that I thought I had let go the night before, the ones that I woke up to, and the ones that decided that they were going to ruin my day. And so that began. And this is to say that we all probably have situations like that come in. And in most cases, you practically don't know how best to handle them. Some people who you see are happy 24 hours later, they are broken, comes with a lot of shots. Yeah, it does. And the question would be, how much of it can you measure up to? Yeah, because they come to you directly with zero heat, but with intense consequences. And now my question would be for you, how do you really cope? What is your way to cope with that which is designed to break you? That which is built inside of you that wants to break you and ruin your day before it even begins. That which is designed to break you and decides to ruin your sleep before you even find means to rest, giving your body deficit of tiredness. I had a good day after. Yeah, I had a wonderful day after. I would say that having taken myself through that phase that morning and knowing that I was going to have a great day, it just aligned. I would say I spent the rest of my day being happy, being excited, being in a mood that I only get when I'm in front of the mic or when I'm in front of a camera or when I'm thinking about what to do to get you in the mood. But then I was really excited. Now the clock has run back to the time when things get to come back. You're not going to get a cuddle. You're not going to get a good night kiss. You're not going to get someone who can smile at you and try to talk you to bed. Nothing. All of the shit don't relate to you. You run through your phones. You watch all the videos available. You watch them again. You try to read. It's not working for you. You try. And then you find a page where it triggers you to think about the things you're missing. Everything just connects and everything just reminds you of what it is that you're missing. Everything that you see tends to remind you of the thoughts that you're trying to let go. Everything, practically everything, tries to put you back in the mood. So my question is, how do you cope? What is your coping pattern? I just told you mine. I have a couple of options. Sometimes I open myself up to the lamentations. I just play music and I write. I write and I write. Then if I don't want to soak myself into that much of deep thoughts that you would suggest is designed to break me further, I tend to get myself busy. I'm either recording a show or I'm trying to coach someone to do that or I'm trying to clean up. I start doing an overwhelming cleanup around. That's the reason why you can go through some corners and you can find dust anywhere, because most of those areas were cleaned at the time when I needed to do something. So it's like you're going over again to brush up the things you've done before, just so you could get your mind and your entire being busy just by doing something. How do you cope? I know that we all have divergent thoughts, thoughts of regret, thoughts of things not done, thoughts of things not achieved, thoughts of plans that are broken, thoughts of heartbreak, a whole lot of others. The question is, how do you get your mind off them? How? I would say for sure that no matter how you do it, it's not weird. It's not alien to anybody. Everybody know how to cope. I tried one time, some time ago. If I tell you, you're just going to laugh. You may not laugh, but you might just laugh. And guess what? I thought I was doing that with a tough intent, only to realize that the person I was doing that to loved it. Like, you thought you were doing something with a dark intent to someone, and the person literally loved every moment of it. Like, you finished and you thought that you just unleashed the anger in you towards an intimate part of them. And then you thought that it was supposed to be a heat, but to them, it was fucking lovely. Like, with all the pain they were able to soak in while you were driving with so much anger and toughness, they were loving every second of it. Sounds weird, sounds crazy, sounds everything that you would say. The question is, how do you cope? I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you that, but not on podcast today. I'm probably going to tell you that on Apprentice 18. I'm going to take a break here, guys.